because we split up. Monica and I split up. Hold me.
Good God, Bing. I can't say I'm altogether surprised. I saw the way she looked at you, and there was no love there. And the way she looked at me, pure lust.
You know what would really help me through this tough time is choking someone. Can I choke you?
Bing, my boy, we're going to get you over this. And here's the plan. Grab your coat. We're going to a strip club.
Oh, no, Monica would freak. But to hell with that, bitch.
Here we go. Luna, I think it's time we had a conversation about where things are with us.
Yeah, I think I suggested that.
We are so... I really like you, and I love, hanging out with you, and I'm having a lot of fun.
Okay.
I mean, there's no point in spending time with someone if it's just fun. I mean, it's got to be going somewhere, right? So where is it going? That's the real question. And the answer is, it's going somewhere fun. Now, I know what you're thinking. Fun was fine for you, like, 10 years ago, you know, but, I mean, you're not getting any younger. No, I mean, no, not you. You are getting younger. I mean, you look like you're getting younger by the second. What's your secret?
I'm sorry. So where are we?
Oh, well, to sum up. We're having fun. You look young.
Okay.
But that's not enough. So, here's a key to my apartment.
Really?
Really.
You don't think this is too fast?
Yeah.
Key to your apartment?
Not just a key. I gave her the only key. I am now a homeless person in a very serious relationship.
Hey, oh, Russ, how'd the conversation go?
Oh, great. I live on the street.
Where? Hey. Hi. Okay, Monica, Rachel. This is my friend, Roger.
Roger.
Hi, Roger. So, I'm gonna get us some drinks. Okay. Could you help me out?
Yeah.
Okay.
So funny. He's here to have sex with you.
You're welcome.
Baby, no!
It's okay. He's a virgin.
I was just talking to this guy, and I think he'll have sex with you.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, let's leave these two alone.
No, you guys, I don't care what my hormones are doing. I am not going to just do it with some random guy.
Fine. Then you tell Roger, because he was really looking forward to this.
Twin sisters dancing together. Let me buy you a lap dance with those girls, huh?
Oh, that's all right, sir. And that's just one girl.
Bing? What's this?
It's a hand. It's a thing you use as a Jack and Coke holder.
No, it's a wedding ring.
You gotta get rid of it.
We're gonna go to the East River right now and throw it in there.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, I did it, and I felt a hell of a lot better. And if you whip it just right, you might hit a seagull in the head.
Okay. I'm gonna need a bunch of extra keys. Apparently, I give them away for no reason at all.
Hey, Ross. What's going on? Changing the lock?
No. That guy is.
I don't understand. You give me a key to your apartment and then you change the lock?
Good luck, buddy.
I thought we were moving forward, and now you're sending me all these mixed signals. What are you trying to tell me?
I'm trying to tell you I made you a mixtape.
What?
I love you.
And I love spending time with you.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
From the tequila factory?
It was awful. To get out of going to dinner with Doug, I told him that you and I split up. So then he took me to all these strip clubs and sleazy bars. And then, when I wouldn't give him my wedding ring, he threw a soda can at a bird.
Come here. I can breathe through my mouth.
You know what the worst part was? I got to see what my life would be like without you. You know, it was like It's a Wonderful Life with lap dances. Please promise me that you will never leave me, that we will grow old together and be with each other for the rest of our lives.
I promise. Hey, speaking of together, how about we send out a holiday card this year?
Ooh, I don't know if we're there yet.
Yes, hi, I'd like to order a pizza. Oh, hey, can I ask you a question? Is the cute blonde guy delivering tonight? Very Abercrombie and Fitch. I'll call you back.
Who was that?
It's just a pizza place.
You hung up on the pizza place? I don't hang up on your friends.
Sorry, honey, I'm just having a rough day.
Oh, what's wrong?
Oh, you really just don't want to hear about it.
Then why did I ask?
Okay, it's just, I mean, this is really embarrassing, but lately with this whole pregnancy thing, I'm just finding myself, how do I put this, erotically charged.
Is that college talk for horny?
Yeah. So, you know, I have all of these feelings and I don't know what to do about them because I can't date like a normal person, which is fine because I don't need a relationship. I mean, all I really want is one great night. Just sex, you know, no strings attached, no relationship. Just with someone that I feel comfortable with and who knows what he's doing. For just one great night. I mean, is that really so hard to find? Well, so how was your day?
It's been good. I saw a pretty big pigeon.
Well, I gotta get up early, and it's almost 7 o'clock,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, I gotta go to my room,
okay,
too.
Good night.
Good night. I can't do it!
I didn't ask you to do it!
You're Rachel!
You're Joey!
You're my friend!
Right back at you!
Yeah. Plus, it would be wrong, and weird, and bad.
And so bad! I don't even know what you're talking about, because I didn't ask you to do anything.
I know! You want to do it?
No!
Me neither. I'm just testing you.
Hey, well, that's the end of this conversation.
This conversation never happened.
Never happened. Good night.
Good night. Get back in there.
I'm sorry about that whole thing with Roger. It really wasn't right. And I want to make it up to you. So I brought you something that I think you'll really enjoy. Okay. Now this is just a loan. Okay. I'm gonna want him back. So I'm gonna go now. I'm sorry, I thought I could do it and I can't.